get going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Three Bridges Public Infrastructure District number one. Today is November 3rd. It's 11:03 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Larry, your chair, would you like to start?
Larry Myler, board member.
James Horsley, board member.
Ray Orsak, board member.
Matt Ince with Snow Jensen and Reese, District Council.
David Hutchison with CLA, District Accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, board meeting minutes from August 4th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do you need me to put them up?
I've looked at them. They look
okay.
Fine to me.
Yeah.
We could get a motion then, Larry.
I move to accept the last meeting's minutes as shown.
Great. Second. Thanks, Larry. James.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
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 That carries. All right. Could I get a motion then to table the third quarter financials until our next meeting?
I make a motion to table third quarter financials until the next meeting.
Second.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 All aye. Right. Next up is the tentative budget for 2026. So, David, turn it over to you.
Thanks, Michael. So, like you said, Michael, we do see the actuals for 930. It's just not presented in the actual financial statement format. This is what we were seeing. Developer advance, 5,800. We've had the expenditures, 19,000. We still have some more. So a lot of this is sitting in accounts payable as of 9:30. But based on what we were seeing, we anticipated, you know, maybe slightly under what was originally budgeted, 54,500 developer advance through the remaining portion of the year, and expenditures coming in approximately 47,500. So also slightly lower than the original budget. To be a balanced budget. And then for the following year, we have budgeted 51,000 coming in from the debt service fund as an admin carve out to cover the expenditures that are anticipated for the year, 51,000. And that's just a 2% increase from the original budget. The debt service fund. Likewise, we had assessment revenues to date, 419,000, and just anticipate an additional 540,000 ish to be received for the year. Interest income, we've had 180,000 and bumped that up to 225 for the remaining portion of the year. Transfers from other funds, $7,000 to pay for the paying agent fees. And then we have a bond interest payment estimated $898 based on the debt service schedules and the anticipated assessment revenues to be received for the year. And then bond interest of $1.175 million for the series 2024-2. We have capitalized interests that are covering those payments still. Those payments will draw those down slightly, and so that we're anticipating an ending capitalized interest balance of $2.5 million. We have a reserve fund, the $1.9 million, and reserve fund for the second series of $1.6 million. And then that gives us an ending fund balance of $6.3 million to be carried over into the following year. Anticipated approximately $1 million of assessment revenues there, additional $185,000 of interest income. And then debt service payments of interest of just under $1 million there for the Series 1 and $1.25 million in Series 2. And then again, paying agent fees. This time will be coming out of the assessment revenues there. And then the carve out of the $51,000 to go to the general fund that we mentioned. So give us an ending fund balance of $5.2 million. And we will still have a $1.2 million in the capitalized interest fund. And the reserves will remain the same. And moving on to the capital projects fund. we've had $697,000 of interest income through current year, not through 9/30. And we anticipate bumping that up to approximately $750. And then capital outlay has been $10.3 million. And we've bumped that up by $1.5 million to 11.8 for the end of the year. And I guess that's the first question I do want to ask you guys is if that sounds reasonable to you guys, to your estimates, approximately 1.8 million or 1.5 more in Q4 of expenditures.
That kind of depends on lot or land takedowns. So, I'm not sure we will be expending that much.
Okay. You know, originally we had budgeted the $26 million there. So just based on what we're seeing, we were estimating that. But you think this should be dropped down? Any estimates of how much you think would be?
I think we're nearing the end, actually, of expenditures. There might be another $500,000 that we would spend. Trade, what do you anticipate that would go toward pitiable expenses other than what's been done already?
For 2025?
Yes.
There's not much more. Design fees that are ongoing, I'd assume... We're keeping that under a couple $100,000, but there shouldn't be much public infrastructure that's actually being constructed.
We have Milo Crossing, right, to be reimbursed. But we don't to access this money, though, don't we need to have more land purchased and annexed?
Unfortunately, our budget doesn't show what's restricted funds and what's non-restricted. Give me a minute and I can.
Yeah, oh, Larry, this is three bridges.
Right. Yeah, I was confused. Yeah,
that's the next one. That's our next one.
Yes. We will be spending more on three bridges before the end of the year. Not much.
No. It's just design fees for, let's see, sewer, the water tank, the substation, you know, so that's what I would think. Under 200,000, maybe under 300,000, depending on how quickly those designers are moving.
I don't think we'll get into any of the street work until the plat 1A is approved. So that'll be that'll be after the end of the year.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess with that said, we'll change that so that this is instead of 11.8 will be 10.6 for the end of the year, and that amount would carry into the following year as the available funds.
Yeah, as long as it carries over, it doesn't make much difference. I mean, we'll use it when we use it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, that just gives us a better estimate of what the funds are available to be used in the following year. And you'll see that in the following year, we have the total amounts budgeted to be expended. And then, I mean, if that weren't the case at this time next year, then we would just carry that over again into the following year budget.
Yeah.
Okay. I posted that. Okay. Perfect. See, that's all there. Any other questions, comments, concerns, or updates you guys would like to make here?
Nope.
No.
So, David, the only thing I would say, go up to the general fund for me. So, Board, if you remember, we have that admin funding and reimbursement agreement. So all of the developer advances. So David and CLA are keeping track of those, knowing Dan, he's keeping track of it on your guys' side. But all of that, once we get the revenues coming in from the assessment fees, that is all reimbursable back to you guys. And if I remember right, the agreement shows a 6% interest rate for you guys getting the money coming back to you. So I just wanted to remind you guys that all those developer advances are going to come flowing back to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, David. All right. Any other questions and comments?
Nope.
If not, then what I need is a motion to approve the tentative budget. Let me pull up. Pretty sure our public hearing is going to be next month on the first Monday, but let me double check. Yep. So the public hearing would be December 1st. So what I need motion wise would be to approve the tentative budget, set the public hearing for December 1st.
I move that we accept the tentative budget as shown, and that we hold a public hearing on December 1st.
Great. Thanks, Larry.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 Great. That's unanimous. That's everything I show on the budget. I
Matt,
know
or excuse me,
Braden,
Michael. We
what was
don't
that?
need to do the PIDs 2 through 3 or 2 through 4, do we? They're $0 budgets.
Yeah, no, we can just file those as zero budgets.
Perfect.
So,
Just wanted to confirm again. I think that you said that in a previous meeting, but
yep.
okay.
So Braden had sent over an email regarding some assessment fees and some questions. Did he get a chance to talk to you guys about that?
I have not talked to Braden about that.
Okay. So one of the questions, well, the main question was, I guess some land had gotten sold in parcels. There was going to be some assessments, some lots on there. And so the question became, did those assessments need to be paid prior to the sale over so that there weren't any issues? So Matt and I had talked about it. Matt had sent back an email. And Matt, do you just want to, at a high level, tell them?
Yeah, the short version is the assessments do not need to be paid off. Well, excuse me. Under normal circumstances, the assessments would not need to be paid off, but we did have an amendment to the assessment ordinance that was adopted prior to the bonds being issued that says that in the event of a third party sale, there does need to be a partial payoff of the assessments, just to the extent as they're associated with that particular property. And so I sent that information. And like Michael said, we just wanted to follow up and make sure there weren't any questions about that, and see, what we can do to help process that.
I think we got that info. I got that information from Dan.
Okay.
Matt, did you send that to Dan?
I'd have to look. I just replied to
Maybe
the.
it went to Braden and then to Dan. Dan is out of the office for a couple of days.
Could be.
Can I circle back on that one? I'll check with Dan on it.
Yeah, just let us know if you have any questions. So
Okay. Was that amount around 400,000?
I don't remember the exact amount, Larry, on what Braden
Okay.
had.
Well, I'll get it from our guys.
Okay.
You've already sent it through, so let me follow up there.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure Dan, I want to say Dan was part of the email chain, but if not, knowing Braden, he got it over to Dan because those two were working on it together. They were doing it. How it came up was in reference to the third quarter financials, or excuse me, the third quarterly report that we do every quarter. So there's a question about it. And so those two had a question. Dan's on top of that stuff. So we just replied. So, like Matt said, let us know if you guys have questions.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Anything else for us? You guys good?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Last thing I would need then is a motion to adjourn.
I move a motion. I move that we adjourn.
A second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right.